To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Friday, news listeners, and of course, it's time to get your FRIDAY edition of the BTN News Show started. It's the 10th of June, 2022. Got the best technology news for you, and we're going to get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. All right, we had to have a little breather from Apple, but now, yeah, of course, Apple's back. And they want you to take a step inside the Apple Bank. Yeah, of course, we're talking about Pay Later, which was unveiled at WWDC, and will be launching alongside iOS 16 later this year. Now, the reason why we're calling this possibly an Apple Bank, well, it kind of is. According to the folks at Bloomberg, Apple has actually established a subsidiary of Apple as a financing company. This, of course, will be to conduct credit checks and for customer approvals. Now, the new firm will operate separate from Apple, but is still very much under the umbrella of Apple. Now, of course, not the first time Apple has gone the financial service route before. However, though, that was more of a team-up with institutions like Goldman Sachs, which, by the way, is actually still involved with Apple Pay Later. But when it comes to the financial side of Apple, they will actually issue MasterCard payment credentials to customers who will actually use that to complete purchases. But Goldman Sachs won't handle any of the lending and credit assessments that it actually currently does with Apple Card. Hey, if this is all confusing to you, I'm right there with you. Hopefully, we'll gain some insights when iOS 16 is released later this year. All right, we told you yesterday about the EU saying, woohoo, USB-C. We love it. Well, the UK doesn't. The UK government says it's not actually currently considering what the EU has already proposed with the all-around USB-C type charger. Those of you who missed yesterday's show, well, go download it first. Secondly, if you don't want to, this is actually something the EU has agreed on for electronic devices must have by the autumn of 2024. However, though, because of post-Brexit arguments, the UK, yep, can make its own decisions. Of course, this does have a lot to do with Apple and Lightning, and when the BBC actually reached out to Apple for commenting, they didn't have any. So it could be possible that Apple will continue to have a Lightning port in the UK after 2024, but more than likely, if they have to introduce USB-C everywhere, it wouldn't really make much sense to just have a special market for the UK. And finally, got your Samsung smart fridge in your kitchen thinking, you know what, this thing needs a damn TV on it. Well, Samsung's heard ya. Yep, if you got a family hub refrigerator from Samsung, get ready for Samsung TV Plus. That's Samsung's actually ad-supported live TV service. And it's coming to a hub fridge near you. Now, if it does sound familiar to you, it should. It was actually announced late last year. Then I guess everybody forgot about it. Then apparently somebody remembered and said, oh yeah, we probably should do that. So it will be arriving next month. And it will be part of Family Hub 2.0 models. Meaning if you got a 2017 model and above, you should be fine. Before warned, however, though, you better be living in Korea or the U.S., because that currently is the only place to get the live TV option on your fridge, and no word yet if Samsung is going to go beyond the two countries. If you are in other countries and never get it, you're probably not going to be missing much. Most people have commented that attempting to watch TV on a Family Hub refrigerator, yeah, it's not a very pleasant experience. Got a story no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out everything the British Tech Network has to offer at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the news show, of course, over there. Check out the Mac Show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show, too. Facebook, yep, we're over there. Give us a like at British Tech Network. Twitter, yeah, of course, we're there, too. Give us a follow at British Tech. And the BTN community, that's where we'd love to have you. Come on over and join the family today. Just type on in britishtech.slack.com. The news show, well, we'll be actually back at your way on Tuesday next week. It's a holiday on Monday in my part of the world, but we'll get you caught up with the best technology news. Will happen on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for Tuesday's edition. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic weekend. Have a great Friday, too, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.